News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Hospice Brazos Valley Chaplain Gary Rowe, and today we'll be talking about the fact that the holidays can be a very painful time for people who are grieving. I know you wrote a book about it, so you have a lot of information to share, but what are some of the things we can keep in mind, those of us who maybe have some sad times associated with Christmas or we're grieving someone?
Good question. I think the first thing is just to recognize that it's okay if we're sad during the holidays at points, because the holidays have this unique ability to bring up our losses from the past. I mean, we're excited about the holidays in many ways, but at the same time, we're very conscious of those who are missing. And it is completely okay to feel sad about them not being there. It's completely okay to feel the pain of them not being there. In fact, moving through those feelings kind of gets the elephant out of the room, so to speak, and really helps us embrace these holidays even better. Because every holiday is going to be different, but that doesn't mean that it can't be still very, very good.
So if you are journeying through grief, everyone grieves on a different speed level. And how do you get that across when people feel like you should be over it by now, or if you feel someone else should be over it?
Right. If you feel someone else should be over it, the answer is just simply everybody does have their own grieving process. And our grief, and to some degree the intensity of it, honors the person who has passed. And it honors our relationship with them. And nobody can really understand anybody else's loss. I mean, if someone loses a spouse and they encounter someone else who loses a spouse, yes, they have it in common that they have both lost spouses. But for one to say to the other, I know how you feel and I know what you're going through, no, not really. Because each of our losses is individual to us. It was our loss and our relationship. And so I have a little rule for if you're not grieving, but you know someone else who is, there's three simple steps to take. First of all, shut up. be willing not to say anything. Show up for them. And just walk with them. Let them be however they are. Accept them right where they are and don't require them to be where you are. And then third, find a way to serve them in a loving way. Now, if it's on the other end and you're grieving during the holidays and you've already run into people who have said and done some things that kind of invalidated your feelings and made you feel even worse, you know, there is not much you can do about that except have some canned responses ready when somebody says something like, "You mean you're still not over that yet?" A good canned response is just simply, "No, not yet, but I'm working on it." You know, don't go into explanations of it, of feelings, etc., because they don't get it anyway. The thing that I have found most effective, ironically, is to say nothing at all. Just look at them and smile, and that way it leaves the ball in their court. Because if someone is uncomfortable with our grief, it's really not about us and our grief. It's really about them. Maybe it's triggered a loss that they've had in their life, and they just don't want to go there again. But they really need to, because the only way out of the pain of grief is to go through the pain of grief. And if we're not willing to do that, what happens is we bury it, and that doesn't do any good because it leaks out in other ways, all kinds of little things. We don't often link things like anxiety and depression, and even addictions. We don't normally link those things to unresolved grief, but I have a theory. If you trace those things back, there will be events and people that have not been grieved well in our lives that have caused us to seek comfort in other ways.
Do you have any other advice, especially if we're a person who's grieving and we feel tempted to isolate ourselves, or someone decides that, well, no one really cares how I feel, so I might as well just be miserable by myself?
Very good. This is a hard balance, because for a person who's grieving, they need their alone time, but they need to watch out that they don't isolate themselves. And the fine line between that, I think, is making sure you have at least one, hopefully a few, safe people in your life. A safe person, what is that? This person does not try to fix you. They do not try to help you feel better. They simply walk along with you. They walk along this valley with you. They accept you where you are, including your emotions. They're simply there for you. Many of us have safe people in our lives, but we don't recognize who they are. To be honest, some of us don't have any safe people in our lives, and we need to find some. So my number one recommendation is, who is safe? Find those people and make sure you get regular time with them to where you can just be totally you. The other thing is, there's a fine line between kind of forcing yourself to get out and engage in life, and then there's a point at which forcing yourself to do that is counterproductive. And the only bit of advice I have there, it actually comes from King Solomon in the Old Testament. Above all else, guard your heart. It is the wellspring of your life. So just look at your heart and decide, you know, what would it mean to guard my heart here? Sometimes guarding my heart means going out and engaging in life and the world around me. Sometimes it means having alone time. But we do need to watch being isolated.
All right, thank you. And is there a website where we can get more information?
Yes, absolutely. I have a personal website. It is simply www.GaryRoe.com. And there's a number of resources on there. There is a free email mini course called Good Grief. It's a series of 8 emails that come once a week. It's packed full of stories and just personal content and a little assignment for people to do each week to kind of walk them through their grief. The holidays are right upon us, though, and that relates to the book. It's out on electronic versions. You can read more about that at my website. It's called Surviving the Holidays Without You, Navigating Grief During Special Seasons. And there's various links to places where you can get that book. Of course, if you're local here in Bryan College Station, just contact me through my website or call Hospice Brazos Valley, and we'll make sure you get the resources you need.
Thank you so much. That's Hospice Brazos Valley Chaplain Gary Roe giving us some tips on the journey through grief during the holidays. News Talk 1620 WTAW.